Did you ever have a feeling there's a wasket in your basket? Or a neuro in your burrow? Or a wasit in your closet? Sometimes I feel quite certain there's a gerton in the curtain. Sometimes I have a feeling there's a lock behind the clock. And that Zelf up on that shelf, I've talked to him myself. That's the kind of house I live in. There's a Nink in the sink, and a Zamp in the lamp, and they're rather nice, I think. Some of them are friendly, like the yacht in the pot, but that yodel in the bottle, some are friendly, some are not. I like the Zabel on the table, and the Gear under the chair, but the Bofa on the sofa, well, I wish he wasn't there. All those nut boards in the cupboards, they're good fun to have about, but the toothbrush on my toothbrush, him I could do without. The only one I'm really scared of is that Vug under the rug, and that Quimley up in the chimney. I don't like him at all. Not at all. And it makes me sort of nervous when the Zoll scoots down the hall. But the Yeps on the steps, they're great fun to have around. And so are many, many other friends that I have found. Like the Teller and the Neller and the Geller and the Deller and the Beller and the Weller and the Zeller and the Seller. And the Geeling on the ceiling, and the Zower in my shower, and the Zillow on my pillow. I don't care if you believe it, that's the kind of house I live in, and I hope we never leave it.